Welcome everyone to Midday Magazine for this November 16th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mayloff here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW Extension Madison Wood County. Right now in studio, we have our friends from Visit Rome. We have Jillian Aleknena.
Yes. I think you added maybe one extra syllable.
I think I added.
That's the closest
it was as close as I've gotten, so that was pretty good. But Jillian, thank you so much, even when I mess up your last name, for being here and entertaining us and giving us all this great information.
Thanks for having me.
We want to send a big thank you to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank as well for sponsoring this segment. Always appreciate the gang over there and encourage you to check out the great work that they're doing. Jillian, let's go ahead and dive right into this because we got a lot to go over today.
Yes, we do.
We got a great event coming up this Saturday.
Yeah. So Saturday, November 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Rome Town Hall is the old-fashioned holiday craft fair sponsored by the Rome Makers HCE. There will be more than 35 plus vendors with handcrafted items. Entry fee for you is just bring a food pantry item.
Nice.
That'll get you in.
That's cool.
We encourage you to get your Christmas shopping done early so you're not scrambling at December 23rd or something.
Yes.
And proceeds are going to be used for bookworms and scholarships for the Adams County students.
You had us right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's an amazing cause. It's a great way to get people down there. Bringing a non-perishable food item for the food pantry is always great, too. We love when we have chances to bring a food pantry donation to these kind of events as well. But the 35-plus vendors, that's impressive. That's a nice, I mean, that is a, you're gonna find something for everybody at something like that.
Yeah.
And it supports our vendors. It supports our locals and gives them an opportunity, one more chance to make a sale that they don't always have. So it's just a win-win-win kind of a evening. This is going from 9 to 3, I see?
Yes, 9 to 3.
And all you got to do, just bring a food pantry donation right to Town Hall.
Yep, exactly.
Very cool. I am very excited about this one. Melissa, my co-host on the morning show, we both got really excited about this one. Christmas cookie decorating classes.
Yes.
Classes for it. That's really cool.
So we have multiple days and multiple times for these, but they're all being presented by Blue House Bakery.
Yeah.
First one is Sunday, November 19th, so this coming Sunday, from 10 a.m. to noon. Saturday, November 25th, from 6 p.m. to 8. Sunday, November 26th, from 10 to noon. Saturday, December 9th, from 10 to noon. And then Thursday, December 21st, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And if you want to go back and find a certain one, we have all of them listed on our visitromewi.com website calendar.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a pro to sign up for these classes. All supplies are given to you, though aprons and short sleeves are highly recommended.
Yeah.
You'll be provided with a box to take your cookies home in. And included with each class purchase is a complimentary drink as well. And all of these will be at Lake Arrowhead.
Very cool. We send a shout out to Blue House Catery owners, Kelly Lawler, for doing this, teaching these. That's pretty cool. And it looks like whether you're like me and have never really been good at baking or if you're a pro, you can take these classes. There's something fun for everybody. It's a really fun, because I know a lot of people like my mom who loves making Christmas cookies, but she's always looking for new recipes or new techniques.
Yeah.
So it seems like, you know, whether you're a pro or a novice, doesn't matter. You can enjoy this class. If people want to be get a part of this, where do they sign up to get tickets or something, or do they have to register?
Yes, you would sign up on the Blue House Cakery website. She should have a link that says tickets or cookie classes.
Very cool.
Otherwise, those are also linked on our Visit Rome website.
Very cool. Very cool. And we'll give those that website address again before we wrap up. Got something going on Wednesdays that we touched on this last time. I want to hit on it every time we have a chance to. This is a beautiful event. I love when these things go on.
Yeah. So every Wednesday at the Lester Public Library of Rome, they have children's story time from 10:30 to 11. Each interactive story time will feature a different set of books read by library staff and community members. It's open to kids of all ages. So if you're looking for something to do with the kids, this is a great opportunity.
You know, I my mom used to do this over at McMillan. And she would have some hard days over there. But on the days she got to do that, she was all smiles. Like, I don't know anybody over at Lester, but I know librarians. And I guarantee that this is one of their favorite parts of their day. Yeah. Their week is being able to do this. It's nothing like reading the kids, especially as you're reading and you look up and you see their faces and how just glued into what every word you're saying they are and everything. It's fun also for parents and just getting to see your kids like this and getting to see how interactive they can be. And kids, the math, the science tells us kids are better readers. They get more into books. They care about reading more when they have people read to them, especially adults. It's a win-win kind of situation for you, the kid, and for the librarians.
Yeah.
Also going on Wednesdays, this is a little bit more geared towards the adults. Got some good stuff going on at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yeah, we have DJ trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Always free, always fun. There are gift cards for first through third place. Even if you haven't gone before, we encourage you to go.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Well, I know that we can get a little competitive and everything. This is this is fun.
Yeah,
it's a fun chance. Now, and I also I've actually had a listener tell me that the last time you guys were with us, and I almost forgot. She was encouraging people to attend this. She attended, didn't do really good the first week, did great the next week, and going forward. So sometimes it takes a week or two to kind of get the swing of things. And it's something to do. Like, just simply put, we look for things this time of year. And as we're going forward and old man winter rears his head and all that, it's fun to have these kind of things to make plans with friends. Hey, every Wednesday we're doing this.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Exactly.
Also got something really, really important and exciting going on Thursday, November 23rd.
Yes. So the Big Turkey Day requires the Big Turkey Trot.
Yes.
Our 5K fun run / walk will be 8 a.m. to noon. The run starts at the Rome Town Center gazebo. Everyone is welcome to attend. There's no pre-registration required. Snacks will be available after the 5K on race day. Like I said before, it is free, but with a suggested donation of $10 to draft, the first 50 participants will receive a thank you gift of stretchy gloves.
A good idea this time of year.
Yeah.
not a bad idea at all. Draft, an important organization. You know, we don't get to talk about them very much, and certainly encourage people to learn more about what they do and how they benefit our communities. Good organization, good group. So nice opportunity not only do that, but we also know, you know, having quite a few of these over the years in our area and in Rome and Nakusa, people love these 5Ks. They love being a part of them. Really, especially our Midwestern mentality, it doesn't matter what time of year it is.
Yeah.
Spring, summer, winter, we're showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fun time, too, for that. And, of course, for the cause. It's a great idea. Also going on that Thursday, Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, there's Thanksgiving dinner at Sand Valley from 1 p.m. to 4. You do have to sign up ahead of time to participate in this. Our family style menu is sure to please everyone, and their mixologist has created handcrafted cocktails to round out your holiday experience. However, you can order this meal to go. Pickups are available. We encourage you to make your reservation today by calling the number 866-976-1069.
You know, Thanksgiving is so much about the food. It's the biggest part of, you know, family and being thankful, and then the food. In football, these are the things that we care about and matter. But especially as families get older and maybe the kids go off and have their own thing going on or anything, not everybody has not only the money sometimes, but maybe the energy or the time to cook a full meal for you and one other person or something like that. Being able to order, you know, getting your traditional Thanksgiving meal that you love and want while not having to cook. It's a win-win. That's a pretty good deal right there. Again, you can make your reservation for this at 866 976-1069, 866-976-1069. Every Friday and every other Friday, got some bingo going on. DJ Bingo.
Yeah, we're back at Hoozles at the Lakes. Mm-hmm. 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. is DJ Bingo. Once again, free to play. Raffles and fun with your host, Lucas.
Mm-hmm. He does a great job. Yes, Lucas is awesome at this. It's a good time and very similar to what we were saying about the trivia. Mm-hmm. Come on down. Maybe you don't have the greatest first week, but you keep coming back and you get better at this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's something, something not only to, it's not just something to do, it's something fun to do. It's mm-hmm. something active to do. This trivia, these things, while we don't have a lot of things that may be able to get us out there and moving our muscles and bones and all that, your mind is just as important to keep busy during the winter. And, exactly. And these kind of events really help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Got a really fun one coming up to kick off December, Jillian. Yeah.
That's insane to even talk about it really December.
Taking a second to even just acknowledge that, you're so right. I saw that and I realized, oh my God, next week is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, what happened in November? I still don't know what happened in June.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time just flying right by.
Mm-hmm. Friday, December 1st and Saturday, December 2nd will be a Christmas craft sale at 258 Oak Drive in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be running 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, and then 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday. And 10% of every sale will be donated to the Alex C. Dove Foundation.
Yeah. Some wonderful people, one mm-hmm. of our favorite organizations. They've been with us on the air from the beginning of that to where they are now. And just so proud of the people that have worked on that and have worked so hard to make this a mainstay in this area and something that we celebrate, we talk about very proudly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming a lot more of a common thing, too. Like a lot more people know about this foundation than especially in the last couple of years have really risen with the popularity and the notoriety about it, which is they've earned that. They've worked on that so hard. This is great. We talk about craft sales all the time. We're helping local vendors. We're getting people great items that you can't find anywhere else. All of that is fantastic. But again, with a lot of these things, we see this combination of stuff. And mm-hmm. combining the Alex C. Dove Foundation along with this, it makes a wonderful moment that much more memorable.
Yeah, definitely.
You can make an impact on a foundation while also just doing what you do anyway, doing some Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's such a benefit to our community, to these vendors, and really to a wonderful foundation with some wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
December 2nd, Christmas in Rome.
Oh, yes.
God, that made just brought me back like 100 years to when I was a kid to being in Rome during Christmas. That's a great time.
Yeah, and this year we've added on to the annual Christmas in Rome. So from 2 to 5 p.m. in the town hall, kick off the holiday season with the annual Christmas in Rome celebration. From that 2 to 5 time frame, we'll be at the Rome Town Hall enjoying holiday crafts, cookie decorating, face painting, popcorn, cocoa, snacks, and a visit from the big guy himself,
nice,
Santa.
Nice. Got a little. That's a get. Nice yes. job.
And then after that, running from 5 to 8 p.m., head over to the Rome Town Center gazebo and view the holiday light displays from local businesses and organizations. And also, you can ride a horse-drawn wagon around the business park.
Nice. I've never done anything like that. I've always wanted to.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like that?
I probably have, but the time slips my mind
sure,
right now.
Sure, yeah. I get that. I get that. That's a wonderful time. It seems a little different than years past.
Yeah.
A little different. I've added some things to it, huh?
Yeah, we added the horse, obviously. and also just trying to get more people into that Rome Town Center area.
Yeah. I think you got something there. I think that's a good idea. Not only all of that, but the starting it, having a different time frame for that and kind of almost separating the events while also having them be kind of unison. That's mm-hmm. that's a really cool idea. There's not a ton of opportunities for horse-drawn wagon rides anymore. So that alone is a really cool thing to offer too. And let's not forget the headline, Santa. You landed the get. You got the big guy. I mean, that's a get. Yeah. Nicely done. We're still figuring that out. We're going to get Santa on the air with us one of these days. So we're working it out. And again, this also, you know, celebrates the Rome area. It's a beautiful area to be in this time of year. So a win kind of situation. Just wins all over the place on
yes.
that one.
Yes. And also shout out to the kind of core group of business organizations that have been planning this pretty much since the last one. So it's not just Visit Rome doing a lot of this. Rome Snow Bandits, Rome Makers, HCE, Sand Valley, Town of Rome, and then just many other people mm-hmm. that have stepped up to volunteer their time, their ideas. So salute to you.
Yeah, I second that. You know, I've been very impressed and proud of that area, the way businesses have worked together. You know, organizations like you guys at Visit Rome are working with businesses. Not every area that has a population of that size is doing as well as the Rome area. Mm-hmm. Certainly, Sand Valley has helped a lot, and I'm not taking anything from that. That certainly is a big starting point and everything, but that only does so much. Mm-hmm. You can only do so much with that. It takes ideas, creativity, and community to really grow an area. And all you got to do is drive through Rome to see how much that area has blown up since I was a kid.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing to see. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen without hard work and some real community effort. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
Also going on December 2nd, Heritage Holidays.
Yes. So that'll be taking place at Point Bass. Mm. The citizens of Point Bass are preparing for the most wonderful time of the year, and you can be a part of those festivities. Mm. Get in the holiday spirit by watching and helping the locals with their holiday preparations. Join the trail guides as they take you on a walk on one of the many nature trails throughout Point Bass. Mm. And then warm up by the bonfire with a cup of hot apple cider.
Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not only do you get to celebrate history, learn maybe a little bit about your own history, which we all can take pride and enjoy, mm-hmm. But it is a beautiful time of year to be out and about over there at the historic Point Bass. I mean, that's just one of the more beautiful areas that we have, and some of the beautiful work that they do over there, keeping history alive. It's just going to be a good time and a great way to support what they're doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a good one. Looking forward to that, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that. We usually have the gang from over there join us. We'll probably talk about that with them as well. Mm-hmm. Monday, December 4th, winter holiday card making at Lester Library.
Yeah.
Very similar to the cookie making thing. Got people out there that know how to do this, but a lot more people these days getting really into the self-making cards.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Spread some holiday cheer with a handmade greeting card made by you. Hmm. Learn how to make a beautiful card or create something unique all your own. Snacks will be served. This event runs from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. right at Lester Public Library of Rome.
Yeah. So my oldest, my daughter, she makes her own cards.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And does a really good job with them and has so much fun creating them and everything. I know that not everybody has the time and the money, but sometimes you don't have the time or the money to go get cards.
Yeah.
And making them is just a little bit easier. And there is nothing like the personal touch of creating something. Our grandmothers, our mothers knew this all along. You know, handwritten notes mean more. They just do. Anybody, there's a lot of nice cards out there that you can buy and purchase. But why not save yourself a couple bucks, which is always, nice this time of year. Well, also, like, doing something that, the person you're making the card for is going to enjoy that much more. Something that's handmade.
Yeah.
It's a fun creative outlet, too.
It is. And the new director at the library is just on fire with all of these events.
Really is. Yeah. I really enjoyed talking with her the other week. It was a blast having her in. We warned her, just like we did you and Lisa, Jill, that you guys are going to have to come back. We're going to have to have you back. it's just too much fun talking with them. But some really exciting things going on at the Lester Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
We wrap up on December 9th.
Yes. So at Sandhill Wildlife Area will be a tracking wildlife in the snow event from 9 a.m. to noon. Winter may be here. Well, we'll see.
It's coming. Yeah,
as
it's coming.
I say this, there's no snow, knock on wood.
Yes.
Most of our wildlife friends are still around. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's often easier than ever to find them. Join us at Sandhill Wildlife Area to learn how we can track and identify wildlife using their footprints that appear in the snow. learn about all the different tracks you can see in and around Sand Hill in the morning, followed by going out and finding some tracks afterward. Please dress for the weather and bring your lunch and snacks. Mm-hmm. Class is limited to 20 participants, and pre-registration is required before December 6th, along with a $20 registration fee per person.
That is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can register for more information by visiting dnr.wisconsin.gov. And you type this into your search bar. It'll pop up. You go to the Sand Hill Wildlife Area, their website, and it'll pop up as well. I was just checking it before the interview today. And if you pop those things up, should go right to it as well. A shout out to Quinn Bromwell, for this. I was reading a little bit about and just an incredibly interesting human being, along with an interesting thing to offer to people. I understand that most people out there listening are not like me and a city boy, and don't maybe you don't find this stuff that interesting. Maybe you've seen this your whole lives, but that's just it. You've gone your whole life seeing these patterns in the snow or that, and haven't you ever wondered, you know, a little bit more about those? And diving down, you know, and going down that rabbit hole, if you will, and no pun intended, and you might be seeing some rabbit feet. I didn't even realize I did that. But yeah, it's a fun idea, and it's something, it's another way to learn more about your area and the amazing wildlife we have in this area. Mm-hmm. I think for people that have been around this their whole lives, maybe it gets, it's just, you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an opportunity to really learn a little bit more about your area, the animals around it, and or maybe even just finding out some more information about things you already knew.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's a really cool idea for a class. And again, if you want to register, I encourage you to go to dnr.wisconsin.gov. dnr.wisconsin.gov should take you right there, and you can find out more information about that.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian, we have talked about a lot today.
Yes, we have.
And while we have covered a lot, as it is tradition now with our interviews, there's things we still don't cover because the Rome area, as we were touching on, is just growing and growing more and more, and there's more and more things for people to check out over there.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I did want to take the time to be able to touch on just with you, because we don't get a chance to very often. We talk a lot about local businesses and shops and restaurants. Got a lot of great places over there. There is also great places to stay in the Rome area. Maybe you're looking to spend a weekend there, or I know I actually was talking to somebody maybe a couple of weeks ago. I'm not sure. Time is a flat circle.
Yeah.
But they were talking about actually moving to that area.
Oh.
And talking about their family's not from Wisconsin. They wanted to check it out, and they were going to come by for a weekend. They weren't sure about places to stay. And I pulled up visitromewi.com. I pulled up your guys' website, and I encouraged that. I sent the link to them, and I was like, hey, check this out. There is a lot of like short-term rentals. There's resort hotels. There is other opportunities over there for that. There are places to stay.
Yes, there are.
That's something to think about even for locals. You know, sometimes, especially again, come winter, I don't care if you're going from Rapids to Point and you're just spending the night over in Point. It's something to do. It's something to look forward to. It's something fun. Gets you out of the house a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So even to locals, I encourage, you know, checking that out and maybe looking into staying overnight in Rome and checking out the area. I'll tell you this. There are not many more beautiful mornings than waking up in Rome.
Mm-hmm, like, definitely.
I don't care where you are in Rome. Like, wherever you are, there's going to be a beautiful view.
there's
something beautiful to check out. I still, to this day, kind of wake up in the morning sometimes and miss, like, seeing that Lake Camelot when I first woke up or something like that. There's nothing like it. Any time of year, spring, summer, fall, winter, it's a beautiful view out there.
Yes.
And there's so many great things that we get to cover and talk about in the Rome area. But again, we just don't have, we only have so much time. Jillian, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about that area, or just have some questions, or maybe they want to work with Visit Rome, how can they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so you can visit our website, visitromewi.com. You can call us. Our office number is 715-325-3090. Or you can email me, which would be JALEKNA@visitromewi.com. www.blueblazers.com. Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to reach out to them, everybody. Find out more information again at visitromewi.com. Jillian, say hi to Lisa for us.
Will do.
And thank you so much for stopping by. We love having you in studio and everything. Thanks a lot for being here.
Love being here.
Good. We'll talk soon. We'll talk next month. We'll talk next month. And we'll talk to you in just a few. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.